in the Old Testament scriptures, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. We're glad to see everyone that's here. Some from other churches, we're glad to see them tonight as well. Most of all, I'm thankful that the Lord is here. Without Him, we don't have anything. So I'm glad He's here. Deuteronomy chapter 8. I want to read verse 10 and the first phrase in verse 11 to get into our message. Moses, speaking for the Lord unto his own people, Israel at this time, preparing them to go into the promised land. Listen as Moses speaks to them now, talking about the Lord's people here in verse 10. When thou hast eaten and art full, you know what that's like tonight? Some of you look like you did very well. But listen to what Moses said. When thou hast eaten and art full, then, when you've eaten and are full, when you've enjoyed the Lord's blessings, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which He hath given thee. Bless the Lord thy God for the good land which He has given thee. How long has it been since you thanked God for the United States of America? How long has it been since you pushed away from the table after enjoying a great meal of that which God has given you to enjoy and said, Lord, I thank you for such a good land you've given me to live in. Listen in verse 11. Beware. You see that word, beware? Moses was telling the people of God at that time, he says, be warned. Be warned. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. When you have eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which He has given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. Do you think it's possible that the people of God could forget Him? Certainly is, folks. All of those things that are written concerning the children of Israel and the people of God in the Old Testament scriptures were written for our example, according to the Apostle Paul. It is possible for the people of God to forget their God. Moses said, I want you to be warned that thou forget not the Lord thy God. I want to preach to you tonight, the Lord willing, upon the subject of the danger of forgetting God. The danger of forgetting God. You may be sitting there tonight and you say, Brother Hall, there's no danger in me of ever forgetting God. And if you're thinking like that, then it may be very well that you'll be the very one who'll fall. If it doesn't strike fear in your heart tonight, that you may be one of those that before this day is over, that you would forget God. But there is the danger of forgetting God. Only two thoughts I want to leave with you tonight, but they're very important, very serious. First of all, there is the danger of forgetting God in the day of prosperity. In the day of prosperity, there is the danger of forgetting God. Listen to Moses as he again speaks, beginning in verse 10 again. We'll put it all together, verses 10 through 14. When thou hast eaten and art full, then shalt thou bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day, lest or unless when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God. No doubt tonight, in this very building, that just about everyone here tonight can say that we're a whole lot better off tonight than perhaps we've ever been in our lifetimes. That most of us have more than we've ever had before. In the day of prosperity, I'm taking it for granted that everyone here tonight has a house in which to live, a bed in which to sleep, that they have food to eat. Everyone in this room is very well dressed, that they have been blessed of God. And the days in which we live tonight, we are enjoying what we call prosperity. How many automobiles are parked out there in the parking lot tonight? And what aren't here, how many yet are in your driveways, in your garages? Isn't it amazing, folks, how that you and I who live in America can build our goodly houses? We can build more than one. Sometimes we can have two. We can have more than one automobile. Many times there's two cars and one truck, a boat out back, just about anything you might want, and you have it tonight. It's a good land in which we live, isn't it? It's one of the greatest lands upon the earth. But God said in the day of prosperity, there's nothing wrong with enjoying it. There's nothing wrong with having it. But when it comes, there's the danger of forgetting God in the midst of it. Your gold is multiplied, your silver is multiplied. I can remember a time my children were growing up in Sacramento, Kentucky. I can remember a time when they got ready to go to school. I didn't even have 21 cents, 7 cents apiece, to give them to buy a glass of milk for their lunch. Now I look at my refrigerator and I always see at least 2 gallons. In the day of prosperity, I can remember when I drove an old 78 Chevy. Maybe I better take that back. A little older than that. And I would drive from Sacramento, Kentucky, over to Evansville, Indiana, every Sunday to hold a service. Besides the services there in Sacramento. And every time I'd get ready to leave those services, one of those brethren at that mission work would look at the tires on my car and he'd say, "Brother Hall, He'd shake his head and he said, Brother Hall, you won't make it back to Sacramento today. I just know. I didn't think you'd make it last week. And I always said, folks, those tires were so thin, the tread was so thin, you could see the air. Couldn't afford a tire. Couldn't afford new tires. Had to drive on what you had. But you look at us today and look how that we have prospered in the things of this world. Think of all the modern conveniences you have within that house. Just keeps building up. But I want to ask you this evening, are you as thankful for this great country? And are you as thankful for the blessings of God in this day of prosperity as you ought to be? Are you thankful for it? Or do you take them for granted? Do you think somehow that you have been able to acquire these things without the blessings of God? Do you think that you and I tonight have merited what you and I enjoy? The big houses, the warm beds, the good food, the nice clothes, the automobiles, the bank accounts, money in your pocket. Do you think that you've ever done anything to merit those things? Do you realize where all of these gifts and these blessings come from tonight? Listen in verses 17 and 18 of Deuteronomy 8. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand has gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth. In chapter 9 and verse 6 of Deuteronomy, understand therefore that the Lord thy God giveth thee not this good land to possess it for or because of thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. Before they ever entered into that land, Moses said, you don't deserve it. You never have deserved it. But God has given you the power to have these things. And don't you forget it. Do we take these blessings of God for granted tonight? Do we stand back and gaze upon them and say, man, what wealth I have acquired. Look at my house. Look at this. Look at that. Look at the land. Look at all that I enjoy, and it's all mine. Because you're so good? Because you deserve it? Because you're stronger, wiser, and better than anyone else? No! 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 It is the Lord thy God that has given you the power and the might to have what you have tonight, whether you think it's little or much. And there's not a one of us in this room that deserve anything. We're not any better than anybody else. I must admit tonight that we're a lot better off than a lot of folks. But we're not any better. And we're not better off because we're better. It's simply because the Lord God has been pleased to bless us. But there's the danger of forgetting it. Taking it for granted. Run over that water faucet and turn a little handle. You can get hot or cold, whichever one you want, can't you? Stick those dishes in the dishwasher, put those clothes in in the automatic washer, throw them in the dryer. Sit down and watch television and say, whoo, man, what a job. Forgetting that God has blessed us in the day of prosperity. But in the day of prosperity, folks, there's great danger. There's great danger. Because don't you realize that in just a moment's time, we could lose all of it. In a moment's time, it could all be taken away. In a moment's time, it could be swept out from under us and we'd lose it all. And God said, there is a danger of losing it if you forget Him. If you forget Him. Listen in verses 19 and 20 of Deuteronomy chapter 8. And it shall be. God didn't say it might be. He said it shall be. If thou do it all, forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish, as the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Moses said, you had better be warned, because if you take these things for granted, and you somehow get the idea that you did it, that you brought it to pass all alone, and you don't remember God and His grace toward you, He said, then you shall be destroyed like the nations before you. You think of all of the nations, great civilizations that have been utterly destroyed. And then God raises up a great nation like America. We're not exempt from being destroyed. We're not exempt from that, folks. We ought to take a little while to consider our nation as a whole, to consider our country. We never have really deserved to be called a Christian nation. But there was a time when God meant something to our country. There was a time when the Word of God meant something to our nation. There was a time, they tell me, that during World War II, that there were more people going to church than any other time in America. Why? Because America needed God. And they entered into the church buildings and they got on their knees and they prayed to God. And God certainly gave us a victory. And then God began to bless us never before. And people began to prosper. And while that prosperity is being enjoyed, our nation is very quickly forgetting God. Forgetting God. Listen, folks, a nation like ours is in trouble when the House of Representatives, when our Congress convenes together to discuss, to debate whether it ought to be legal or whether it ought to be right to recognize and approve same-sex marriages. Just a few weeks ago, I watched a little while as the Congress met together to debate the issue. The question was, would our government recognize, would they put their stamp of approval upon the same-sex marriages? Listen, we're in trouble as a nation tonight to even think that those whom we elected as our leaders would gather together and even dare to talk about such a thing. The danger of forgetting God. The danger of it. We live in a country tonight where the criminals are far better off when it comes to rights and privileges than the victims. When the victims are victimized and the criminals are set free, are taken care of, even when found guilty. We live in a strange nation tonight, folks. Strange and alien to the Word of God. We used to believe in honor. We used to believe that when a man took the Word of God and laid his hand upon it and swore to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God, that it meant something. But in this day of prosperity, God is all but forgotten already. All but forgotten, folks. I don't know how close that you are to it tonight. How long has it been since you thank God for your house, for your automobile, for the clothes on your back, for one good meal? I can remember we sat down at the table. No mother or father, but sitting in almost an empty house with nothing but a raw potato, and nobody cared. Nobody cared. We live in a day when nobody really cares. As long as they have what they want, as long as they have all they can get, that's all they care about. And it's very easy to forget where all of these things come from tonight that we enjoy in this great day of prosperity. They tell me that 47% of all marriage ceremonies that are performed today, 47% of them, one of the partners has already been married once before. We live in a day when God is almost forgotten completely. God said, beware. God said, you better be warned. When you have your goodly houses, when you have eaten and are full, when your gold and silver multiplies, when your herds and your cattle are multiplied, you better beware that you forget not the Lord thy God. He said, because if you do, thou shalt surely be destroyed like the nations were destroyed before you. We're not exempt from that, folks. We'd better come back to God. We'd better be praying for our leaders. We better be praying that they'll wake up, that God would speak to their hearts and cause them to turn. You say it may be too late, Brother Hall. It may be. But it's not too late to pray. It's not too late to pray. Secondly, not only is there the danger of forgetting God in the day of prosperity, but there's the danger of forgetting God in the family circle. Our nation is a great nation because God has been pleased to make us a great nation. But a nation is made up of families of people like you and mine tonight. But there is a very great danger of forgetting God within the family circle tonight. Look with me, if you will, please, in the book of Hosea. Hosea is right after the book of Daniel. I'll make it easy for you. If you can find the book of Daniel in the Old Testament scriptures, then after Daniel comes the book of Hosea. I want you to read verses 6 and 7 with me. If you don't think that it's possible for God's people to forget Him, and if you don't think it's possible that God won't keep His word when He says, "Beware, I'll do what I say," listen to this. Moses warned them in his day that if they forget the Lord their God, what God would do. Listen in Hosea chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7. I'll give you time to find it. I want you to read it for yourselves. In Hosea chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, here's what God says. My people. Not just anyone. Not just everyone, but He says, my people are destroyed for or because of a lack of knowledge. It wasn't because it wasn't put out there. They just wouldn't receive it. They wouldn't believe it. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Listen to this, folks. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Did you ever hear it? Can you hear it tonight? Can you hear what the Lord God is saying to every one of us? Every one of us are a part of somebody's family. God said, my people have rejected knowledge. He said, I will also reject thee. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. I remember one morning early, very early in the morning, when I woke up, went into the study and picked up my Bible. And I said, God, just talk to me. Just speak to me like you do. And when I ask God to talk to me, I don't go thumbing through the Bible trying to find something I want to hear. I just open it up and let God speak. And that morning, God struck me down. In Hosea chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And when I read that, folks, there was a fear of God that came upon me. And I mean that it hit me hard. God said, you forget me, I'll forget your children. When Hosea wrote these words, it was time for God to send them into captivity. Send them into captivity. And all of these years, and all of this time, the Jews, there is very little of God's dealing with them concerning spiritual things. Their children. The children and their children and their children up to this very time. The consequences, the danger of forgetting God. Listen in verse 7. God said, well, let me read verse 6. Seeing thou Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. As, or just like they were increased, just like they kept coming on in the world, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. I take it that what God is saying, in the same condition and in the same environment that you brought them into this world, that's the way they're going to remain. As they were increased, same kind of a condition. You look at our nation tonight. You look at our government. You look at our public school system. You look at churches tonight of Jesus Christ. You look at our homes and our families. You look at our own individual lives and how dangerous we're living tonight. I cried out to God, "Oh God, don't forget my children. Don't ever let me forget you. Don't ever let me forget you." Moms and dads cannot afford to turn their backs upon God tonight, folks. If you have an idea that you might just leave church, that you might just quit, that you found something better, or you're mad, or you're upset, or you're not happy, you better think again. You better take another look. I'm telling you, God's people that have the truth cannot turn their backs upon God. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, I believe it is, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, and verses 3 and 4, listen to what the Apostle Paul tells Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Paul said, "For the time will come." I believe I can honestly say tonight, for the time is here. The time has already come when they who? Those who at one time had sound doctrine, sound teaching, will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. The time has come. It's here upon us. When those who at one time had the truth and now they've turned away from it. You look. You think of how many churches that perhaps we could name or think of tonight that no longer believe what they were taught when they were first organized and established, going away from it. God says, "You forget me, I'll destroy you. And you forget me, and I'll also forget your children. You reject knowledge, and I'll forget your children." There's nothing any more important tonight, folks, than to have our children under the hearing of the preaching of the Word of God. There's not a sports program. There's not anything any more important, not even education itself, that is more important than having our children where they can hear and receive the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God. And we ought to see to it that we're willing to do anything and everything that they might receive that. Not a bunch of foolishness, not a bunch of games and gimmicks, but that they might be under the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. That's their only hope. That's what God uses to save our children from their sins and save their lives. Where are our children tonight? Where are the children tonight? And what kind of a condition do you find them in? I can look around tonight and I can see a generation of children. I can see a generation of mothers and fathers that have very little conviction when it comes to godliness and holy living. When their children grow up, what kind of convictions will they have if mom and dad didn't leave them any? If God, mom and dad doesn't be the examples before them? And I can see these little babies and these infants as they grow up, the third or the fourth generation to come up. What do you think they're going to believe? How do you think they're going to live when each generation gets farther and farther away from God? Think about it. The danger of forgetting God. Bring them to the house of God. But they don't like to come. Then make them come, folks. Make them be here every time the doors are open. Teach them at home. Teach them the Word of God. Gather around with a Bible and read it together. And get down on your knees and pray with them. And call upon God. And teach them to call upon God. Don't forget God within the family. Say, I'm too busy. You certainly are if you can't include God in the family. If you don't have time to gather your children together and talk to them about the Lord and talk to God for them and teach them to talk to God for themselves, you are too busy. Teach them a dress code. Somebody else has already been teaching them the undress code. You teach them how to dress, how to live, how to conduct themselves as children. If there's anything tonight that you and I ought to be doing, every one of us that are saved tonight, every one of us that can hear the Word of God and the Spirit of God is within us, every one of us ought to be willing to get on our knees and join in prayer to God. Oh God, don't let me forget you. And I certainly don't want you to forget my children. We can't give up. And you ought not give up. And you ought to be willing to fight for them. Are we doing as well as we think we are when it comes to the family? Are we as close to God as we ought to be? Are we willing to take a stand? Or are we just going to sit back and let the devil have our children? Can you imagine what it would be like tonight if every mother and father and grandmother and grandfather, whoever here that has any children at all, would all pray in one accord for the same thing? The Bible says the first church did, and God heard them as one voice and answered their prayer. I'm saying, folks, there is the danger of forgetting God tonight. We only have a little while left. And if we're going to do anything If we're going to leave our children anything, if we're going to see that they have a victory, then it's up to you and I that we don't forget God, that we're willing to come back and do what God would have us to do. I believe there is a time when it's too late. There is a time when it's too late. We only have a little while left. And it's no time to give in to the devil now, folks. It's no time to give in to the pressures out there tonight of those who look at us and mock us and make fun of us and threaten us. Maybe there aren't too many of us, but it doesn't take a whole lot of folks. It takes the Lord. But we could band together tonight and pray as we've never prayed before, that God would save our families. I'm talking about the family itself, the family circle, that He'd bring us back together. And we wouldn't be scattered all over the city day in and day out, but He'd bring us back together as a family. We need to get our priorities straight. It's not prosperity we need. It's not two or three automobiles. It's not television. It's not VCRs. It's not stereos. It's not four or five new suits. It's not four or five new pairs of shoes. But it's the Lord that we need in our houses and our homes and our families tonight. Because we live in a nation of people that are very quickly forgetting God. Even our government. And the only hope for America, folks, the only hope for America is not a new president, not a new Congress, not a new Senate, but the only hope for America is when God's people see the need to bind themselves together in prayer and faith to God. Deliver us. Save us from such a danger. If you're here tonight, what's the most important thing in your life? What's the most important thing? Is it your possessions? Listen, we used to live with one pair of shoes. No automatic washers. No electricity. We used to live without a lot of things. We're a whole lot happier. But where are your priorities tonight? Your possessions, your job, sports. Your most prized possession tonight, folks, when it comes to what you have, you ought to be concerned about your family. You ought to be concerned about yourself, spiritual condition. You ought to be concerned about your family, your church, your government. Never was a time when God's people ought to pray more than right now, when we think about the danger of forgetting God. What place does God have in your heart and your life tonight as an individual? Mom and dad, son and daughter, husband or wife, what place does God occupy in your life? What place does God occupy in your home? What place does God occupy in the church? Our nation as a whole doesn't seem to have any place for Him. What about you tonight? Isn't it time that we look up and cry out to God for mercy and grace to help in the time of need? Whatever your need may be tonight, as we prepare for the invitation, as the song leader comes, those who play the instruments, as we stand together, Pastor Titus stands before you. There'll never be a more serious time in your life right now, folks, than what we're facing in America. But there is hope. There is help. We may not save America. We may not turn America. But if we could see God save one soul tonight, it'd be worth it all. If we could see one home or one family saved and delivered, it would be worth it all. If we could see the lives of God's people revived and the joy of salvation restored, it'd be wonderful. If we could just see God add one to the church membership tonight, it'd be wonderful. What has God spoken to you about as we sing?
245.